Welcome, everybody, to this service of lessons and carols, a celebration of Christmas for our times. Welcome. And we commence in traditional style by singing, standing if you're able, Once in Royal David City, the first verse. Must be a first. Okay.
You mean I have to play?
Let us pray. God of all the peoples of the world, come among us as we celebrate your coming to us in your holy child, Jesus. Amaze us with this gloriously foolish thing you've done for us. Liberate us to enter into the heart of the Christmas story, so that we may be assured of your blessing for our living in these days. In the name of Jesus, the Saviour who has come indeed. Amen.
Welcome. It's lovely to see you all here this evening. And this evening, if there are any children, and I think I've managed to coerce a few teenagers, if you'd like to come down the front, because I need a little bit of help in a moment, so that would be lovely. Thank you so much for joining us. And there is a little one coming, but... And there we go. Thank you. And Casey, it's lovely. Lovely to have you here this evening. Our carols tonight will be sung unannounced. So once the music starts, off we go. That sounds lovely. Let's have a look and see our Advent candles. Our Advent candles this evening symbolise hope, peace, justice and love. They're already lit, but tonight we light the Christ candle, representing the one born in a manger who embodied the very promise of hope, peace, justice and love. We light the Christ candle.
We acknowledge that we worship on land sacred to the Kaurna people, whose wisdom, along with all First Nations people, is a gift to the world. may their gift be received as an offering alongside that of the wise men who offered their gifts to the Christ child.
He came.
Prophets address the people in their darkest hour. For some, 2024 is their darkest hour. Israel, Palestine, Gaza, Syria, Sudan, Myanmar. Can they hold on to a vision and expect a time of true justice and peace? Can we all expect and trust the vision of a time when might alone does not rule?
The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onwards and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
As we build our manger scene, our nativity scene, we have a manger and at least one animal at this stage. Okay. The unexpected way God chooses the humble is truly amazing. perhaps it is just as amazing to respond and say, "Let it be."
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favoured one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and wondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favour with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
And we include some readings, a couple of readings from Norm Harbell's Outback Christmas with paintings by Pro Hart as part of our readings tonight. And this one is called Old Joseph the Carpenter. Told, of course, as if this happened within an Australian context, a somewhat rural one. I was not an ordinary bloke before the baby came, and I still am. I never looked down on any man, though men have laughed at me for what has happened. My hands are torn by the sharp wood and rough tools of a country carpenter. But I never look down on anyone, especially a girl like Mary. Mary was a gentle girl before the baby came. A slender sapling ready for the wind to stretch with life. She would sit on a log nearby and wonder as I kept pounding nails into the wounded wood. She knew the wood was being broken to yield shelters for weary frames and feed boxes for hungry animals. I told her once that when she grew older, we could perhaps get married. Then one cruel afternoon, with a hot north wind like fire, I found her in the family way. The pain in my chest was burning me as if a spike had ruptured my lung. God only knows how she came by the child. I swear I never touched her. Not me, not Joseph the carpenter. But I did the right thing by her, and no one can say I didn't. Then the baby came, and the baby was beautiful. And here we have a figure of Joseph.
Put it the other side, that's it. Lovely.
A census is an historical event, a record. The newborn incarnate Son of God is counted in as one of us. We can all be expected to be counted in as those precious to a loving God.
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration, and it was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went to the town of Nazareth in Galilee, to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And during the next carol, we'll remain seated.
A country pub is not a proper place for a woman, the last place on earth to try and have a kid. So when Mary and her tired old man arrived that night, I rustled up a bed of straw out in the shed. I run the country pub in outback Bethlehem, a home away from home for stockmen interstate. For when the picnic races stir the dust out here, a man will ride 100 miles to meet his mate. The pub in Bethlehem is rough as horned head stones, and what I've seen would turn a shearer green and white like the time young Bill fought Blue, the old man kangaroo, till beer and blood and fur flowed down the street. I've seen men drive their horse in for a drink or two and with their stock whip clear the beer glass of its foam, while Fred the pet galah, whose language turned the air dark blue, would screech his old refrain, "Well, stone the flamin' crows." You should have heard the cursing from the stockman when I said, "We have a pregnant woman with the horses in the stalls. You should have seen them drinking, mate, and heard them sing off key. Why was he born so beautiful, and why was he born at all?" At first, I also wondered if Mary's child belonged out here. He may as well have been born among the mulga bush out back, yet Mary seemed a sister to all who found her in the shed, and Jesus seemed a brother to drinkers, drovers, blacks. So, who were the first to be startled by the joyful good news of a newborn child as Messiah? Yes, who would expect it to be rough shepherds? However, it is often the ordinary folk who seem to get it first. No wonder they had to go and see it for themselves.
In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth, peace and goodwill to all." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us."
Was a Persian king from the east, whom the scriptures called the appointed one, who sent Israelite captives back home from Babylon to Jerusalem. Is it then not so unexpected that wise men from the east should seek out the one who would be anointed above all others as the true King of Kings?
In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising in the east, and have come to pay him homage. When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road.
Infanticide is more than we would expect when the powerful are threatened by a larger truth. Tragically, families and children still suffer horrendous consequences of the power plays of oppressive regimes. The life of the infant Jesus was saved as the family became refugees in a foreign land.
Now after they had left, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up and take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." When Joseph got up, he took the child and his mother by night and went to Egypt and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I have called my son." When Herod saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, he was infuriated, and he sent and killed all the children in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old and under, according to the time that he had learned from the wise men.
Let us pray. While so many of us may gladly sing at this time, silent night, we know that it's not a silent night in so many places of the world. Tonight, however, for we lament before you, O God, on behalf of the infants and children of the world who suffer the sounds of unceasing warfare. We pause in silence to remember. Children in Gaza, Syria, Sudan, and elsewhere, those in refugee camps where poverty reigns and abuse happens. Lord, in your mercy, embrace the children of the world and shame the powerful into alleviating the suffering of innocents and all that causes it. For your love's sake we pray. Amen. Eventually, it was safe for the Holy Family to return to make their home in Nazareth. We conclude with a reading from Norman Harbell's Outback Christmas, told again in the setting of the Australian landscape.
After our long flight through death, our journey through the bitter wastes, we came home to Nazareth, home to our small town. As we shuffled along, the wattles whispered a song to our son, and white-winged birds scattered greetings across the waking landscape. Their joy heralded afar the song of future families following the steps of our child back home. Will you be coming home this Christmas before this lonely year is done? Will you be born a child among us to make our family one? Will you be driving through the desert, across the wastes where dingoes roam? Will you return our drover brother to heal our broken home? Will you be coming home a swagman, your billy swung across your back, and set our weary feet in rhythm along the homeward track? Will you return a lost explorer and wander in with broken breath to celebrate a new tomorrow without the fear of death? Will you be coming home with Mary, brown girl with child upon her knee? Will you be home to reunite us beneath a Christmas tree? Will you be coming from the outback, a traveller sent from God above, to stir the goodness deep among us with silent human love? Will you be coming home this Christmas before this lonely year is done? Will you be coming from the outback to make our family one?
Mary's child.
for the children tonight. Would you like to come and get a gift? And if you're a big child, you can come and get one too. There are some things you might like in there. The children are going to make their own nativity, so they've got animals and a baby, but they've also got some lollies, so that's rather nice too. Thank you very much for being my extra children tonight. Thank you. And thank you. And Casey, come on, you have to have one too. Yeah, of course. There's one for Soraya. There you go. Right. Thank you. And thank you for your help tonight, children. You did a lovely job.
And just because we're all doing it the same, remain seated. This is something that rarely happens. Seated for the blessing. And just to remind you that we have a service here tomorrow at 9:30 on Christmas Day. May the God of grace increase your joy. May Christ Jesus be born a Saviour within you. And may the Spirit, the wonderful Counsellor, make the good news known to you and through you. Amen.